listening to His Time. It is time for Historically Speaking with our friend Dr. Daniel Harmelink at Concordia Historical Institute. Dr. Harmelink, welcome back.
Good morning, Andy.
Good morning. Happy Thursday morning.
It's a blessed Thursday in St. Louis.
It is. It's good to have you in studio today.
It's always a pleasure to be here, and I've brought some goodies.
You brought show and tell today. I love show and tell on the
radio.
They're
not just goodies. They're historical goodies.
This is pretty neat.
So let's work from the lesser to the greater.
Okay.
Actually, that's not... There is no lesser or greater when it comes to Lutheran history. It's all good. First of all, the new quarterly's out. Concordia Historical Institute Quarterly. It has a frame of the Walther movie, the 2011 Walther movie, about the Altenburg debate. So if you've never heard about the Altenburg debate, it's a big deal in the history of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and the Lutheran Church in North America. So it's just chock full, 80 pages of historical articles about the Altenburg debate and other.
Is that a photo that was taken on set when the film was made?
Now, I can't tell you if that was taken at the log cabin in Altenburg, Missouri, or the replica that's on the seminary campus.
So this isn't an original photo from the actual debate?
No, I don't think the camera was working during the Altenburg debate.
Could be
debate.
An artist rendering of the debate.
It could be.
I think
actually,
it's a photo.
We believe that it was held in the log cabin, but again, yeah, we don't have photographic evidence of that. But again, Altenburg debate, the big question was, are we still the church after kicking out the bishop? Some people said, we're no longer a church and we should just go back to Germany because we're done. We're done for.
And that's in Concordia Historical Institute Quarterly.
Yeah. New journal article on the Altenburg debate.
Interesting.
So
you want some interesting reading? Get your hands on the Concordia Historical
it's
Institute
summer.
Quarterly.
It's the reading.
It's poolside reading, right?
Right, exactly. We're excited to announce that after years of work, the CHI book on the CHI Reformation coin and metal collection is done, published, ready to purchase either from CHI or CPH. If you purchase it through Amazon, then remember Amazon Smile. I don't know if KFUO does that too, but you know you can give to the nonprofit of your choice while you're buying Amazon stuff. But again, CHI has the most significant institutional collection of Reformation coins and medals outside of Germany. Not a lot of people know that, and our prayer is that this book will help people rediscover not only nice coins and medals of Martin Luther and the Reformation, but how these medals were used as a confession of the Christian faith.
The Reformation coin and medal collection of Concordia Historical Institute, a striking witness to Martin Luther and the Reformation. This is available from Concordia Publishing House, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Just became available this week. So.
Wow. That's I'm sure a lot of time went into photographing all of these medals.
It took about 2 weeks to photograph the whole collection.
Wow.
So, again, if you want more information, give us a call.
That was kind of warm. Was it right off the press?
It's right off the press. You can still smell the ink. So, that's going on. Okay, so tomorrow is a historic day. We are excited that more and more people are signing up for CHI's automated email subscribing services. We have This Week in Lutheran History, This Day in Lutheran History, and Pieces of Our Past. So if you're not on that, you can receive something either on a weekly basis or a daily basis about, you know, what's going on in Lutheran history for that day. So on June 3rd, tomorrow, we remember 85 years ago, Franz August Otto Pieper. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago, right? The alphabet Mueller.
Mm-hmm.
Long names. But Franz Pieper, one of the most famous, one of the most gifted seminary professors in the history of the LCMS, that's his saint day. The Lord took him home 85 years ago tomorrow. So I brought in some memorabilia when it comes to Franz Pieper. You've heard of Pieper.
Oh, absolutely.
He's he's known, well, what is he known for? He's known for being a seminary professor. At age 18, he came from Pomerania in Europe to North America, to the United States. He went to Northwestern College in Watertown, Wisconsin, served some parishes in Wisconsin, and then was called to be a professor in St. Louis and was professor for 53 years.
Wow.
Can you imagine that? So recently we got a request in the research department as far as in the history of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, what seminary professor has had the longest stint as professor? And I was thinking maybe it was Professor Scare, David Scare. He just celebrated his 50th year.
Wow.
But he's got three more years to go before he's at top of the list. Franz Pieper, 53 years. He also, for 17 years, was the president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And learned, as did Walther, that being a seminary professor, being president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod all at the same time, plus all the other duties, it's taxing.
Why don't we refer to him as FAO Pieper? I mean,
we could start Walther
CFW Walther,
right?
FAO Pieper. I guess we don't want to get him confused with FAO Schwartz or something.
Maybe
the toy company, right?
So I've heard some people refer to Franz Pieper as Francis Pieper, you know, kind of an anglicized name, but he's known for his dogmatic. His three-volume Christian dogmatic text, first written in German. So the first volume came out in 1917, and again, that's a Reformation anniversary year, right? So he came out with the second volume first, but the second volume is kind of that's the core. This talks about Christ, his person and work, and went through printings in German. And then a person by the name of Walter Albrecht in Springfield, Illinois, sat down and translated Pieper's dogmatic into English.
1950s?
No, well, actually, in the 40s. So this was never published by CPH, but it was used in the class as, you know, the seminary's transition from German into English. So Albrecht made this available to English-speaking students, and then CPH comes out with another version in the 50s. But I think out of the published work in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, obviously Walther's works, but Franz Pieper's dogmatic is, I mean, it's a treasure. It's a gem.
Do you remember using that as a student?
I remember as a student going down to the, what was the cafe down at the corner that's no longer there? Parkwood Cafe on Clayton Road. it's like a trip back into the 50s. It was just fantastic. It's now Walgreens. But anyway, just sitting there and reading Pieper's dogmatics. And it's one of those things that you can't just sit down and read 50 pages.
You have to sit down and read 75?
No, like 10 is about my limit. And then it has to cook. Then it has, you know, you
simmer for a little while.
Exactly. but I mean, what a great text, and students today continue to use it. I think if you visit a pastor's office, DCE's office, LCMS teacher's office, you may see a three-volume set of Franz Pieper.
Christian dogmatics.
Yeah.
Well, we have about 3 minutes. I'm excited about something else you brought.
So I'm now convinced that there's a treasure in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that is the equivalent of the Stanley Cup. Right now we have the finals going on, and we don't want to talk about the Stanley Cup finals in St. Louis.
Not in St. Louis.
But
no.
Anyway, just think of the reverence given the Stanley Cup. I mean, they have a full-time person with white gloves that's in charge of not only polishing it, but making sure that it doesn't get stolen or
so you brought the Stanley
dropped.
Cup today?
I brought the LCMS Stanley Cup, and it's in a beautiful hand-carved oak box.
You're not wearing white gloves.
I know. So I'm just going to touch it by the edge here and open it up. And it is the it's the Luther Walther gavel. And there's a fantastic history about that gavel. It was carved in Germany and presented at the 1911 LCMS convention.
Which, was it the LCMS at that point?
No, it was the longer name, right?
Right.
Of Ohio, Missouri, the German Evangelical Lutheran Church, right?
Yeah.
But it was used, subsequently it's been used at every LCMS convention. So I'm telling people we have a synodical convention this summer in Milwaukee, and that convention cannot start until CHI provides a gavel to open up the convention. So talk about raw power.
And I get to see
it today.
If
this is lost, there is no convention.
I'm not even touching it because that would... Well, I don't want to get my fingerprints all over it.
But the interesting thing is, it's not only a beautiful gavel to use at the conventions, but the wood that this gavel is from the old log cabin college in Oldburg.
Wow. Hand-carved.
So they had a rafter that needed to be replaced or to be repaired. So they took this some good wood out of that rafter and made this gavel. So it's not only a connection with history, but it's physically, it's from the beginnings of Lutheran
church. Repurposing, that's what we call that.
Repurposing, yes. See, Lutherans can be a green too. And it's it's in German, but it has Romans 3:28 around it. Thus we conclude that a man is justified without the deeds of the law through faith alone. So, again, a testament to what the Lutheran Church of Missouri stands for. But I think this is, no one raises it above their head and kisses the gavel, but it's amazing people, when they come to the museum at the International Center, this is on display and a lot of interest.
On the museum, just what? One floor below us.
One floor below us. So after this program, the gavel will go back into its rightful place.
Under lock and key. Dr. Harmon Link, thanks for coming over for Historically Speaking today.
Blessings, Andy.
Thank you. You as well. Coming up in just a little bit, morning prayer. You're listening to His Time.